Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Renewed Israeli shelling and strikes have killed at least 37 people, most of them sheltering in tents outside the southern Gaza city of Rafah. That's according to witnesses, first responders, and hospital officials. The overnight and on Tuesday hits pummeled the same area where strikes had days earlier triggered a deadly fire that swept through a camp for displaced Palestinians. There were more European developments on Tuesday in response to the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Norway and Spain have formally recognized a Palestinian state, part of an effort coordinated with Ireland, in what Norway's foreign minister says is an expression of support for moderate forces in both countries. Norway accused Israel of showing no signs of constructive engagement as it strikes the Gaza Strip in response to October's Hamas-led attack. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz accused Spain of being complicit in inciting genocide against Jews and war crimes and told Spain their consulate in Jerusalem would not be allowed to help Palestinians. Both Spain and Norway are urging the international community to continue the work towards a two-state solution. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it's closely monitoring the probe into a deadly Israeli airstrike on displaced civilians. It calls beyond tragic, but it said on Tuesday the recent deaths in Rafah didn't constitute a major operation there that crosses red lines.
There's nothing that you have seen thus far that would prompt a U.S. withdrawal of more military assistance.
I believe that's what I've been saying here.
Israel said that something unfortunately went tragically wrong in Sunday's airstrike while its military denied shelling a tent camp on Tuesday. Israel said it had targeted two senior Hamas operatives in Sunday's operation and had not intended to cause civilian casualties. Hamas is a U.S.